This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5169, regarding Raul, R-A-U-L, Steward, with a T, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Date of birth, 7/26/1963. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Stewart with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. His last visit was August 26th of 2024. He's been feeling well over the last year, no hospitalizations or procedures. He does follow with Dr. Akkad for multiple myeloma, and he seems to be stable and not progressing with the multiple myeloma. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I'll highlight the metoprolol 25 milligram once a day. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 262 pounds. That is a 12-pound increase over the last year. Pulse is 60. Blood pressure 140 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 3rd, 2025. Creatinine is 1.51, and that's slightly higher than previous levels. 1.29 was most recent level before that. Estimated GFR is 52. Albumin is 3.8, calcium 8.9. Sodium 140, potassium 3.4, carbon dioxide 23. Phosphorus is low at 1.6. White count 2.3, previous level was 2.0, hemoglobin 13.7, platelets 109,000, previous level 79,000. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with slightly higher than usual creatinine levels. I have asked him to get lab studies done every 3 months now, and a lab order was given to the patient as well as sent to the ELMA lab. Two, hypertension, currently at goal, and the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.